This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, this is Justine Toe. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. Today I'm here with Ben McKechin. How are you going, Ben?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Good. Ben, of course, is the editor of Empire magazine, and we are very pleased to have him here with us to tell us about the new film, The Conspirator. Now, this seems like a cross between a courtroom drama and an historical epic, and it actually examines the case surrounding the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. So I guess this might be a bit unfamiliar to Australian audiences. So can you tell us a bit more about the film, Ben?
Yeah, I'd be presuming a lot of listeners wouldn't actually know too much about what happened around the assassination of President Lincoln. And as far as this film depicts, it actually focuses on the only woman that was charged with being a conspirator in his assassination, a lady called Mary Surratt, played by the great actress Robin Wright, who really should get more work. I do not understand why she doesn't, but I digress. Going back to the story, it centres on her and then follows her, the trial that she's placed on and heading towards a death sentence. And through that storyline, we get introduced to a young lawyer character played by James McAvoy, who is forced to take the case completely against his will. But as he goes along, starts seeing that the wheels of justice and the halls of power and all that may not be, let's say, free of corruption like he would like them to be.
So what did you think about the film? Did it work, in your opinion?
Yeah, I quite liked it. It's really handsome, and the cast is great. So McAvoy and Robin Wright Penn are joined by actors like Tom Wilkinson and Kevin Kline, who are also great to see him in a really substantial role on screen. So it's pretty sturdy along the way, particularly for people that like courtroom dramas. There's some great scenes of people going at it and pointing fingers and speeches from the doc and all that kind of stuff, which is cool. It paints a really strong picture of the times. Post Abraham Lincoln's assassination, there was like a witch hunt going on, is what the film's suggesting, around Mary Surratt. And that's very strongly contrasted against post 9/11 America, particularly US foreign policy.
Yeah, right. Okay. So often, actually, in the wake of national disasters, we have leaders of countries who need to be seen to be powerful and to be helping the nation get back on their feet. Hence, you know, hunting down and punishing those responsible for Abraham Lincoln's assassination, but also, you might say, the Osama bin Laden kind of manhunt as well. Mm-hmm. So this can create the situation where justice that's delivered by nations is anything but just. So do you see the film commenting on the failures of justice in the here and now?
Yeah, very much so. That definitely seems like the reason this film exists. So this is from director Robert Redford, and Robert Redford's made a number of films in his career, and the one before this was Lions for Lambs, and both Lions for Lambs and The Conspirator talk directly to the war on terror. And Robert Redford's been a bloke who's been particularly outspoken against particularly the Bush government and its handling of American foreign policy after 9/11. And The Conspirator, it's a preachy movie. It really goes at injustice and particularly the hypocrisy of a government that espouses things like the presumption of innocence and people's civil rights. And in this situation, as far as the conspirator is depicted on screen, Mary Surratt is just railroaded into a court case that seems to be the result of that. The verdict of that is always going to be she's guilty, always. And it's mainly that's because the government of the day is trying to stabilize a nation that's freaking out because its leader is being killed. So Robert Redford, he's picked this subject matter because it's very close to his heart. The downside of that is he's gone, I think, too far, and he's really almost like shouting the contemporary relevance to you, which I don't think he needs to be quite as blunt.
Yes, I'm sure that people would find the approach kind of off-putting to have it rammed down their throats in that way. But I guess it's also important to not only have that attitude of punishing the evildoers, but also keeping the good guys accountable to themselves as well, especially for a nation that's founded on liberty and democratic ideals. You know, is it going to sacrifice those in a tense time?
Yeah, very much so. And look, as a Christian, you've obviously got a belief system built around ultimate justice, eternal justice. God will bring about justice for all the wrongs committed in this world at some point, which is a marvelous hope. But the justice that Robert Redford's focusing on in The Conspirator is more, as you just said, keeping people accountable, keeping a government accountable at all times for upholding the values that it's founded on. So the presumption of innocence and justice to all those kind of things. And the conspirator really talks about civil liberties being dashed to the curb at a time of national emergency. And Robert Redford, as much as he is ramming it down your throat, it's quite commendable that he's out there speaking about this kind of thing, because it definitely does need to be talked about instead of people just pretending that this sort of corruption doesn't happen.
You're right. So he does thirst for justice very, very forcefully.
Very much so.
Fantastic. Thanks for speaking with us, Ben.
No problem.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.